So this parable from Matthew is the last of this whole series we've seen week after week, where Matthew, writing long after Jesus' death and resurrection, of course, is addressing this, pardon me, the problem of this great internal struggle between the Jews as to who is a real Jew and who is not a real Jew. So we've seen in a variety of ways where he comes to this, and then he finishes this section with this famous parable of the wedding banquet, and the people who were supposed to have been there, namely the Jews, Matthew wants to say were not worthy or ignored them, so the mercy of God was open to the Gentiles as well. But then we have this very strange ending, which this poor guy shows up, he's just standing there looking around, and he gets turfed out. Well, the scholars that I had consulted, at least, believe that this is probably, first of all, he was a Gentile who was brought into the kingdom of God, but unresponsive, basically unresponsive to that call. Or we could put it quite appropriately for today, he was ungrateful. He was not responsive by living out in his life and a life of gratitude to God who had called him. And this is not sort of dragging this in by main force, because tomorrow Thanksgiving and is a really important time for us Christians, I think. So I'd like to try to say something about gratitude, Thanksgiving. I mean, what we're doing here is the Eucharist, which is a Greek word for Thanksgiving. So this is what's supposed to be the very hallmark of our lives. And it certainly is, if you read the Hebrew Scriptures, the pivotal event for the Jews was their belief that God had liberated them from oppression. That God had taken the initiative, I've seen the suffering of my people, and I've come to relieve it. So we get it in the book of Exodus. So the whole playing out of the religious response is supposed to be an act of gratitude. That's the absolute foundation of religion. And so it's out of that experience of the Exodus that they go back then and create these creation stories, which amplifies the notion of God's goodness anyway. Namely, that everything that is a gift. So we get this wonderful collection of words, grace, gratitude. They all fit together. But then, at least in my experience, this is a very hard thing. Gratitude is a very hard thing. Why? First of all, it is either an absolutely free act or it doesn't exist. I mean, those of us who are parents probably hear ourselves saying much to our shame, I think, I've done all this for you and this is the thanks I get? It's not an unusual response. Gratitude is really tough. You can't force it. You absolutely cannot force it. And so it's really important, I think, that we try to figure out how is gratitude really an appropriate response to life? Because that's what it is. Gratitude is the absolutely foundational attitude of the religious person. Everything, we get this biblically, we get it just reflectively too, everything has to grow out of gratitude, which is why I think we do such a bad job, at least I do such a bad job most of the time. I mean, I feel the victim of injustice over and over again. I feel that sooner or later I ought to be entitled to something. And gratitude just sort of vanishes. So I've been trying to figure out what is it in my own life, and I think beyond me, that provides an authentic root for this. And I think at that moment, and this is not just unique to me, the moment I become aware of my own contingency, namely, I did not have to exist. I did not have to exist. There's absolutely nothing in my reality that qualified me to be. Literally, to be. It's very hard, first of all, to come to that point, I think. It's even harder, I think, to sustain it once one has come to that realization. Because we're so buffeted by life. We're so buffeted by people for whom gratitude does not seem to be the absolute taproot of their lives, and as well as our own misbehavior. But that's the whole point, I think, of the Christian life, I think. Coming more and more deeply to appropriate that sense that I did not have to exist, or as Luke puts it summarily, what do you have that you have not received? And if you have received it, why do you behave as if you had not? To carry that, to have that as the foundation for every other possible response to one's life, that's the whole meaning of religion. And it's very hard, I think, to bring off. But just standing back looking at it, it seems so clear. There's nothing in my life that warrants my existence, or the existence of anything else. A pandas, or poetry, or painting. All the wonderful stuff. There's no warrant for any of this. No, none of this is self-justifying. None of the splendors of the world are self-justifying. None of it. And so I think it is possible, and it's not excessive to say, that the root of sin is ingratitude. It's a kind of blindness. And the total antipole to this, of course, is a sense of entitlement, which absolutely precludes the possibility of gratitude. So, the prayer that we begin Mass with is a really one. Let your love be the foundation of our lives. I really believe that God's love is, in fact, the foundation, the source of our existence. Then we can do exactly what Paul said in the Philippians. I can put up with a lot, I can put up with a little. Doesn't make any difference. I'm there living fully in Him who strengthens me. Strengthens me by constantly reassuring me that I am loved, that my life is a gift, and that the really only appropriate response to that is a life lived in gratitude.